Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
This is, we're taping this a little bit early, but this is our Thanksgiving devotional, which will be short for everybody. Hope you have a good time with it, and then get ready for a great day, hopefully with family.
Yes.
And enjoy it. I know that in real Thanksgiving, when we are able to tape after that, you'll have your tree up there in the back, right?
Yes, yes. I need to figure out a way to decorate this room on time with our tapings. So maybe I'll actually transform it early for Christmas so that as we go into, it's a little late for some of this. But so I get the tree up for some of this anyway.
Have your family over Labor Day.
I know, right?
We're going to do one room here.
One room because
one
Christmas.
Room Christmas, You can walk in if you want. You don't have to if you don't. But as we look at Thanksgiving, it's interesting, as I did some research on the history of it, is that George Washington proclaimed in 1789, which, by the way, was the year that the Constitution was put in place, a day of Thanksgiving and prayer for the country. And then Abraham Lincoln established it in 1863 when the nation was at the Civil War, North against South. He established it as an official day, which is why we still celebrate it today.
Was it celebrated all along between there?
Well, that's a great question. And the answer is kinda. So George Washington established it, and he was a believer. And he was giving thanks to God for having established a new country, a peace, and what he considered the tremendous blessing of freedom and liberty and choice.
Right.
Which is why, remember, we went into a discussion about separation of church and state, that it wasn't that, you couldn't show what you believed. It was that you couldn't, the government could never establish its own religion and say, this is it, is that everybody had a freedom of choice, including, Christians. So his desire was to unify the nation, was to give thanks for peace and a new government, was to celebrate the aspect of liberty. And he wanted to set an example that all the nation would consistently go to God and say, thank you for what you've given us the ability to create. And it was an honoring providence, what he called providence, God's work, in the countries. So he did. And he didn't make it a formal day of government holiday, but rather everybody should do it. So Lincoln in 1863, he declared it a national holiday. And this is interesting, is that he received a consistent campaign from a woman called Sarah Josephia Hale, and this is what's going to surprise you. She's from New Hampshire.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
She's from New Hampshire, and her parents had believed in education. So both for men and women. So she was educated by her family. And then she worked writing stories and articles. There was a magazine that she developed and called Ladies Magazine. And she had 150,000 followers.
Wow.
Of it. And she kept promoting, look at how effective it is for people to go to work and work well and save and honor God with it and honor each other and treat each other. So she built this up, but she had this, she had this thought in New England, because that was her question. In New England, they celebrated Thanksgiving every year.
Right.
Already. And that was her, that was out of George Washington. And the people of New England celebrated Thanksgiving. And she kept writing presidents, you know, hey, make it national. You know, make it national. We should honor God. We should honor industry. Mm-hmm. Have a day set aside for Thanksgiving. And isn't that a good idea? And nobody else picked it up, even though they were still doing it in New England.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting.
And then she did, had a campaign specifically to Lincoln. Now, let's remember, this is during the Civil War.
Right.
Hey, think about what George Washington did. He thanked God for peace. Why don't we come back and ask God for peace? And let's get this thing resolved here. Let God resolve this. And let's formalize a day of Thanksgiving. And she kept writing. She went and visited him. And he finally, you know, again, because he was a believer, he got hit with, I think this is a good idea. And so he did. And he set it up in 1863. And what it was a call to unity is, hey, let's come together and share the blessings of what we could be and what we are. Let's heal the divisions. That's what this Sarah Hale, she said, I think this would bring healing to the country. And he accepted that. Let's pray for the God to, you know, give us an obedience to heal the wounds of the nation and then provide hope. So Thanksgiving was a time of unity, a time of celebration, a time of expressing thanksgiving to God for even in the middle of trouble, like the Civil War is, well, why don't we rethink this and start thanking God for that and asking him for it. So when you think of Thanksgiving this year, may you kind of take that as the heart of it. Is that, you know, may I work toward getting along with everybody while I'm there, you know, and not let division separate us, and just pray for peace, pray for you to get along and to provide hope, you know, to your family. And so as I looked at that and said, okay, that's a great history, God reminded me, he said, well, remember, that's not the first one. who's that? Well, that's David. David actually set it for us. So read 1 Chronicles 16, 1 to 4. And then 8 to 15.
Sure. They brought the Ark of God and set it in the midst of the tabernacle that David had erected for it. Then they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before God. And when David had finished offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. Then he distributed to everyone of Israel, both man and woman, to everyone a loaf of bread, a piece of meat, and a cake of raisins. And he appointed some of the Levites to minister before the Ark of the Lord, to commemorate, to thank, and to praise the Lord God of Israel. And then 8 to 15.
I think there's one more verse there. Read the next verse.
Oh, one. Okay. Asaph the chief.
Oh, no. This probably is down at verse 7. Sorry.
Okay, let me start there. I'll start with
where it says, then on that day.
Okay. On that day, David first delivered this psalm into the hand of Asaph and his brethren to thank the Lord.
Yeah. So it was that the Hebrew there is, he appointed that we would have a day of Thanksgiving. Literally, that's what it means. We've been blessed. And what he did was, think of the sequence here, is that they go through the offerings, which is, I'm offering in response to God's providence, who's covering me. As they finish that offering, David distributed the bounty to everybody. Everybody received it. And he said, okay, let's have a day of Thanksgiving. And he said, here's what we are to do. Now read verses 8 to 15.
Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing to him. Sing psalms to him. Talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgment of his mouth. O seed of Israel, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations.
Yeah. So when you think of his statement of thanksgiving, what is he? He says, when you give thanks, you're praising God for what?
For everything, all his wonderful works, you know, all that he has done, all that he is. And even his covenant, just the fact that he is loyal and that he is trustworthy, it's an all-encompassing praise, right?
Yeah, that he said the larger we all can grab that of knowing that our bounty, which he distributed, is from God. that, and you're joining that through sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And what that means is that on this day of Thanksgiving would be, we surrender ourselves. Mm-hmm. I want to follow you. I'm going to praise you and take the time to praise you today for your wondrous works, your supernatural things, the great things that I've experienced, my job, my family, my house, all of this that we get to give thanks for and declare his marvelous works. And that's why he said it's both now and future, is, and keep hoping, believing that God will deliver the covenant to you.
Mm, yeah.
He'll continue to bless you. So it's not just, yeah, it happened, but may not again. He said, no, it happened. And I wanted to have you understand, God's committed to having it still happen, mm-hmm. by the way, through the sacrifice process, which is kind of critical, is that if I look at desiring the covenant, which God says, I want you to remember, to join that, all you have to do is surrender your will and walk with me in the kingdom, and I'll provide the supernatural work. So it's a moment of, you know, today, may you, we pray that you personally will take a little bit of time. Even if it's private, you and your spouse or you and your kids, when you have a larger group, to take a time of giving thanks. Our tradition around the table, when we have Thanksgiving, everybody that's sitting around the table, we have them go around and just say, you know, what are you asking and praying to God about why you are thankful? Mm-hmm. And just let it come out of your heart. And we just go around the table and everybody, we want to take a moment for this moment of Thanksgiving and build hope, build unity, ask for peace. And again, take this interesting day of celebration that's declared nationally by Lincoln, that we continue to exercise that, but we go deeper with it, because it's not just, oh yeah, that's nice. It's a deeper day of Thanksgiving.
Right.
And it's a beautiful opportunity.
I love that. One of the things, I think I've shared this before on the podcast, but I'll bring it up again as you bring up your tradition of going around the table. We also go around the table. I think a lot of people do, but go around the table and everybody shares something they're thankful for. But before they share it out loud, we actually have this, you know, inexpensive, probably from Walmart, not plastic, vinyl, felt-backed tablecloth that we put over the table.
Oh, yeah.
And we hand out Sharpies. And everyone who is at the table that year, because every year ours is a little different, who's sitting around the table. Whoever is at the table that year writes on there their name and what's something they're thankful for from that year and puts the date on it.
Ooh, that's good.
And then we go around the table and then we have this tablecloth of remembrance, actually, that has year upon year of people sharing, you know, it's who's around the table and what they're thankful for in that year. And it's really kind of cool. So
Yeah, that's a great remembrance. Yeah. So that, you know, we just pray that today you would take the time, which is what it's set aside for. It isn't just to watch football.
Right. Although that is a good part of it.
Yeah.
Pecan pie.
It's fun. And then having turkey and stuffing and all that stuff. But, you know, do take the time to memorialize it with, which is what, you know, Washington did with this, Sarah Hale wanted to do. And actually they did in New England, which is interesting. And then Lincoln, who then made it national in the middle of conflict.
Yeah. I love that part that you highlighted, because right in the middle of, literally the middle of a battle, it's okay, no, we're declaring a day of Thanksgiving. And what a beautiful representation of what God's heart is for us to step into. Right.
That's right. Yeah. And it wasn't, it wasn't too much later, less than a year later, fundamentally, when the war ended, you know, and which we can look at the sadness of it, but then look at the beauty of finally, you know, coming together. And we're, you know, because we're living in a world which that tends to be divided, is, you know, let's come together and just say, let's just together honor. We can do that together.
Right.
Let's honor God for his Thanksgiving. So Heavenly Father, we do. We praise you for your wondrous works. We rejoice over all the bounty that we live, particularly here in America. We're privileged. We have the largest wealth of anybody in the entire world, and we're very honored with that. We pray for the joy of freedom. We pray for honor, that we would honor each other, that we wouldn't let division take us to separate, but rather we would just have this moment of Thanksgiving where we have peace, we have unity, and we have a real joy just to be together. And I pray for that for all families. We thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, and thank you for joining us, everyone. Have an amazing Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And we'll see you next time.
Yep. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.